Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Nothing says welcome home like a hidden body in the basement. It's Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Of course, everybody's going to say it. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But is that the case here? Christian Combs, the son of Diddy, now facing some legal ramifications, civil suit being brought against him. Grace Marca delivered legal documents to Christian Combs at Diddy's Miami mansion just this last week. He's facing sexual assault allegations from a former yacht stewardess going back to July of 2022. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, joining us. It's a little different than the past when there was allegations flying and going, because I think a lot of what Christian saw in his life was, well, dad tampered it down, spent some money, and everything kind of went away. Not so much the case anymore. This is a new world he's going to have to navigate, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, this is a bit unusual. I didn't quite see this coming. It's weird because it sort of tracks some of the same allegations that his father is facing. It's on a yacht. You know, there's a sort of like luxurious image and environment. And lo and behold, the son, is now also charged with sexual assault. So quite an important development in this larger Diddy saga.
It's got to be a weird atmosphere on a yacht like that when you're employed to what you think is you're there to, you know, be a stewardess. Basically, you're going to bring food. You're going to do kind of the housekeeping type stuff. But then lo and behold, it's Diddy and his kids and whoever else is with the Diddy party. And they seem to want a little bit more than just, hey, can you bring me a cocktail? I'm just wondering what life is like for someone in this sort of a situation where you're going into a job like this. Are you going into that knowing like this is going to get shady because of the people you're dealing with? I mean, how do you really combat that? I mean, it's your job. It's what you want to do. Most people are probably appropriate, one would hope. But when you get something like this, I mean, you're walking into a bad situation no matter what.
Yeah, it seems like horrible circumstances, Tony. I mean, you know, life is hard enough, work is hard enough. Yeah. And then on top of that, you put this sort of threat of being sexually molested. Yeah. These folks who are in these industries, they're catering to the rich and famous. And sometimes the rich and famous, you know, think the rules don't apply to them. And they think that they can kind of do whatever they want. And I just wonder how many of these service industry folks are subjected to this kind of alleged behavior in that environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like, okay, do you put up with oogling from creepy men, or then it goes to something like this where if the allegations are true, being cornered in an area, then being assaulted by Christian Combs. It's a weird spot with Christian because he's not like other kids. I mean, he's not. I mean, look, he grew up with Diddy. This is the life he knows, and no way does that excuse anything. But I'm also thinking he's from a world where this isn't wrong. I mean, it is wrong, but in his mind, I don't know that part clicks.
You know, you got to wonder what he saw growing up. And I don't know. I mean, maybe he was perfectly taken care of and shielded from some of the more egregious alleged behavior.
Yeah.
But you've got to wonder what he saw. And, you know, it reminds me also of the Kanye West lawsuit against Kanye West, where he's sort of treating his employees allegedly in a horrendous fashion, you know, taking advantage of them, publicly humiliating them. These people at this high echelon, I think, sometimes just believe that they can do whatever they want. And now we see these charges not only against Diddy, but against his son, Christian Combs.
How difficult it is, do you think, for the attorneys of Christian to kind of get him to wrap his mind around these allegations? I mean, just seeing how they've always been, the response is, oh, it's all fake, it's not true, until the video comes out. And then it's like, oh, well, he's sorry. And if this is all you know, I don't know that Christian thinks he's probably did anything wrong. If this is, you know, I mean, that's got to be a difficult one to try and get your client under control and under wraps, because they could screw it up very quickly in the public eye just by being out there.
Yeah, you said it, Tony. I think the prime term here is client control. It is so hard to maintain control of this type of client. And we look at his father's case. You know, I'm certain his father's attorney said, hey, do not be making jail calls, talking about the case. Certainly do not try to contact witnesses, that kind of thing. And now we see Diddy using other people's accounts to do that, likely in defiance of his own attorney's advice. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to be difficult to rein in Christian Combs and to get him to understand the gravity of what's happening, because he may not have experienced any kind of similar pressure throughout his entire life.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.